Right, well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills for her regular book choice feature. So welcome back, Margaret, and you can tell us what you've chosen this time.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, I've chosen The Survivors by a lady called Jane Harper.
Now, from what I can determine, this is her fourth book, the others being The Dry, Force of Nature and The Lost Man. So what's this book all about?
Right, it's quite a complex book, and the action takes place in a small coastal town in Tasmania. So it's not in the UK, it's in Australia. And it really concerns a man called Kieran and his partner Mia and their baby daughter Audrey. Kieran has grown up in Evelyn Bay in this small coastal town. He's moved away about 12 years ago, become a sports physiotherapist, and he's come back for the first time to help his parents to pack up their home. His father is moving into residential care, so the family home's sort of being dismantled. And it really centres around an event when he's there that links in with an event that happened 12 years beforehand.
Right.
So it brings back all sorts of unwelcome memories for him, because before he left his hometown, there was this dreadful storm one night, a huge storm at sea, and a man actually drowns rescuing Kieran. So he owes his life to somebody who drowned in the attempt.
Right.
And also Kieran's brother Finn was drowned at the same time. And what happens when Kieran and his partner and his child come back to Evelyn Bay is that a body is washed up. And the body that's washed up on the shore is a local. It's a young woman called Bronte, who's a local artist and part-time waitress.
Right.
And it brings back all sorts of memories of the events of the night of the storm, those who died and those who survived, hence the title of the book, The Survivors. And of course, Kieran was one of the survivors of the storm, but he's carried this awful weight of guilt.
Now, this girl, Bronte, now she, I believe, is the roommate of Olivia, his girlfriend who raised the alarm when he was trapped in whatever.
Yeah, that's right. He was trapped in a cave.
Right.
And he'd sort of gone to the cave for nefarious reasons. he was hoping to get off with this young woman. Right. And, of course, all these feelings of guilt that really he was rescued, but it was his own fault that he was there, and had he not have been where he was, this rescuer would not have lost his life.
And nor his brother, of course.
Nor would he have lost Finn, his brother, exactly.
Now, isn't there also somebody else involved in this? It was the sister of the girl he was with, and she was drowned or disappeared on the same night as well.
That's right, she drowns. It's also tied in with, just to make it even more complex, with friends of Kieran's partner, Mia. So, yeah, it is very complicated. All sorts of people introduced that were involved in this terrible night of the storm years before.
Now, this sounds incredibly convoluted.
It is.
So what did you make? Book?
Well, it's a wonderful premise for a story.
Yeah.
And
doesn't sound like an easy read.
It isn't. I can't fault Jane Harper's description of the place itself. Right. You actually, it's an old saying, I know. People say, oh, this book's wonderful. You feel like you're there.
Yeah.
But you really do, because it's very, I mean, I've never been to Tasmania, but I felt like I knew Evelyn Bay.
Mm.
And you feel you know the geography of the place intimately by the way she describes it. But it is extraordinarily complicated because it's narrated by Kieran,
right,
which really doesn't help, because obviously Kieran knows who all these people are.
Yeah.
And I often felt it for the reader, what was lacking was an explanation of exactly how these people fit in. They come into the story and they go. And there are all sorts of red herrings introduced that does make it incredibly confusing. I must confess I had to go back and reread a couple of the chapters.
Could you follow who was who?
Most of them. I wouldn't like to say I'd got a handle on all of them. No.
Now, as I know you guessed, I've taken a look at some of the reviews of this book, most of which are actually complimentary, but some seem to feel it was a bit plodding. One commented that the second half moves at a quicker and a more tense pace as secrets are revealed and a detective from the mainland joins the local police in trying to uncover exactly what happened. Another one said, I found the mystery at hand didn't quite grip me like the others did. I also wish there'd be an extended epilogue on something to give me information involving a few details.
Yes, see, I haven't even mentioned the police becoming involved.
Right.
Because obviously we've got a body, the body of Bronte. There's also an allegation that when the storm occurred,
yeah,
and the police really didn't look into the events.
That's the one back 12 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've got going back 12 years and then fast forward now to the body of Bronte,
yes,
that's been washed up. So I haven't even entered into the police officers involved. Yeah. That makes it even more complicated. But yeah, I felt there were too many characters.
Right.
And to be honest, I wasn't clear as to why, what purpose some of them actually served.
Right.
Because speaking for me, they didn't add anything to the story.
One person said, I found this frustrating and slow and ultimately disappointing. Do you think that's justified?
I suppose I'd have to agree with that. Yeah,
right.
It didn't live up. Somebody on one of those reviews that you've just read said, yeah, it quickened up.
Yes.
And I think that is true. But for me, in spite of the fact that it quickened up, it was even more disappointing.
Have you read any of her previous books?
Never.
Right.
No, I haven't read The Dry or any of the others you mentioned. No.
So you can't actually compare it with any of the others.
I have nothing to compare it with, interestingly. Yeah. But having read this one, I think I will read one of her other books because I'd like to do a comparison with one of the other books. But I just felt there were too many characters. I felt she had to justify why she brought them in,
yeah,
which I don't think she really did.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, having brought them in, they didn't add anything to the story.
Okay. So marks out of 10 then, and details of the book, its availability, etc.
Yeah, well, the book, I would say out of 10, I would give it 7.
Right. Would you recommend it? And if so, to whom?
Okay, if you like murder mysteries and you like very involved books,
mm,
and you're not too necessarily worried about a lot of red herrings that don't really add anything to the plot,
mm,
then, yeah, you probably will enjoy it. I felt frustrated that so many characters were in this book and I couldn't really work out why they were there.
Well, I must confess, I had difficulty working out things, just reading the reviews that people have written.
Is extremely complex.
So have you chosen your choice for next time?
My choice next time is a biography.
Yeah.
And it's the biography of the father of the German Kaiser of First World War fame, so Wilhelm II. And the book is called The Silent Emperor. And it's written by a very accomplished historian, Christina Croft.
Okay, well, let's hope that isn't as complicated. It's the present book. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks.